Is the paranormal something other than most believe? I have mentioned the fact I don't like the paranormal being tied in with UFO investigations before, but honestly, more and more people are tying these two things together. One of the things some have discussed is the fact many, if not all, sightings of spirits may be brought on by mistaking aliens for ghosts. I am not quite sure how I feel about this statement, but I suppose it could have some merit. Aliens are said to have been on, or studying this planet since the beginning of its creation, and if we take that a step further, it could mean it is possible for truly advanced aliens to create worlds. I am not saying God doesn't exist, all I am saying is truly advanced aliens may have unlocked the cosmic secrets of creating worlds and even life. In 2017, an article was run in The Independent and the headline was, "Artificial Life Breakthrough After Scientists Create New Living Organism Using Synthetic DNA." This seemed to go unnoticed by many of us. The organism we created is microscopic, alive, and consists of natural and man-made DNA. It can produce new synthetic proteins. If we could do this even with a microscopic organism, wouldn't it be possible for a more advanced race to create intelligent beings? While many believe robots or cyborgs will be created which could become a separate intelligent race, not many are talking about how we could create an artificial being someday. I am talking about a biological person. If we were more advanced and wanted to study other races on their home planet, might we not spy on them? Could there be a possibility we might play on their superstitions, so if we were seen, those who saw us might believe we were ghosts? I guess this is the premise I am talking about. I am saying what people think of as ghosts could be disguised aliens watching us, at least that is what some people think. This would make a great disguise, because it leads those who see them off on the wrong track. What I am about to say next is even more far out. Most of the religions of the world teach us there is an afterlife and when we die we will go to heaven. What if heaven was another planet which could even be in another dimension which enjoys a peaceful existence, but whose inhabitants enjoy advanced space travel and technology? Might they not come back here to study us and watch our progress even if it was for nostalgia? There might be an interest in one's descendants, for example. You have to admit it would be tempting to see how things were going where you came from. How many people who have retired had gone back to where they retired from, just to see how things were going? Another theory about the tie-in between the supernatural and UFOs, or aliens, is there could be other races living on our world which we hardly can detect, and when they appear we say they are ghosts. Some people believe there are other dimensions which touch ours. They think when this happens it is possible to get a glimpse of those who live in the other worlds. They also believe they do not always detect us even when we can see them, and point to the fact there have been a lot of sightings of so-called ghosts where they seem to be oblivious to what humans are doing. It could have been aliens were so successful with their ghost cover-up they just keep it going to this day. When we talk about the paranormal, it covers a lot of things, most of which has been classified as nonsense for hundreds of years by those in the scientific community. Even with this reputation, there have been a lot of people who believed in ghosts and spirits, and still do. Sometimes there is no way to convince everyone about something, even if it is obvious. Think of the Flat Earth Society. No number of videos of the curvature of the Earth, or even from observations on water of ships going over the horizon, will make them change their mind. Another part of the paranormal is speaking with the dead. I don't think there was ever even one time where this wasn't a complete fraud. It looks to me like even an alien wouldn't make this one up, even if they could. There have been cases where people claim to hear voices. Most of these cases are due to mental illness, but there have been a few which make some think aliens are trying to contact us, and this really has nothing to do with the paranormal. Back to the story of Russian cosmonauts seeing angels. I have to tell this again, because it fits into the paranormal. Three Russian cosmonauts were in Salyut 7, a Soviet space station. The three of them had been aboard for 155 days in 1984, when they witnessed a blinding orange light. When they looked outside, they saw seven angels with wings and halos. The angels were as big as a commercial jetliner. They remained for about 10 minutes, then left. The cosmonauts called back to the Soviet Union and told them what they saw. The Soviet response was to send an additional three cosmonauts to see what was going on. On day 167, it happened again, and all six cosmonauts saw the angels. It wasn't only Soviets who saw angels. A telescope dedicated to the study of the sun, which belongs to NASA, has photographed what looks like angels heading toward the sun. What the heck is that all about? Are there giant aliens who look like angels? It seems to be very possible. Paranormal investigators claim to have recorded the voices of ghosts many times. Unfortunately, how does one verify one of these recordings which appear all over the internet? I put them in the same class as videos which are easily altered. If we move on to crop circles, we will find there are things happening which are hard to explain. Some think they are haunted and claim to see spirits walking in them at times. Others claim they are natural, which is ridiculous, because they have patterns which can be extremely intricate, and some people have experienced effects on their bodies when they enter these circles. The ones which cannot be explained are those where the crops are bent, not broken, which eliminates stomping down on them to create the circle. Some have claimed they saw ghostly beings in the night sky shining rays down on the crops. Is the paranormal something other than what some believe, and could it be an activity conducted by extraterrestrials? Maybe.